Romans 6, verse 9, says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So the message today is about doing good. And in Acts chapter 10, it says that Jesus went about doing good. So we have a perfect example of somebody who went out doing good. He healed people. He fed them in rather a miraculous way on a few occasions. And he raised people from the dead. And his life was one of constantly doing good. And so it's a huge surprise, I think, to see in Mark chapter 3, well, we don't think he did that much good. We think he operated from the other side. So it's unbelievable, isn't it, how that kind of question arises from when Jesus healed on the Sabbath. The Pharisees who went out and knew the word of God and knew that it's perfectly good for you to do good on any day of the week. But they'd made this rule up for themselves that you can only do this on Sunday. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't turn the light on. Well, they didn't have lights, did they? All right, I'm bringing it up to date, if you know what I mean. So, and it's funny that right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, and it said God made light and saw that it was good. Right at the beginning in Genesis, and this word good occurred and carries on throughout. The Apostle Paul said, "Be ye imitators of Christ as I am of him." And that's what we want to be, imitators of Christ who was good and who did works of good. How did he do that? How did Paul do that? Well, first of all, his works weren't so good. He persecuted the church. He was against Christ. He locked as many people up as he could because they were talking about Jesus that had raised from the dead, and it was all foreign to him, and he was against it. And then himself, he met Jesus on the Damascus Road and had that experience with Jesus. And then what did he do? He obeyed him. He couldn't see for a few days, and so he had to be led about, and he was told to go to this house where someone would pray for him and be healed. So that's exactly what he did. So the first thing he did was he was obedient to Christ. And that's what we should be, imitators of Christ. It says later on in the Bible, in Philippians actually, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." And Jesus said, "He that follows me walketh not in darkness." We often think that the first man to invent light was Emerson. It was God. He created electric lights. And I can just imagine what it was like to be on the earth before electric light was created. It must have been meant something to them to say there's a lot of darkness about, because there was. At night, when it went dark, proper dark, as we say. So how did Paul imitate Christ? He cared for the saints. He made collections for saints who were poor, and encouraged other churches to do that, and used to take the money to those churches. He preached the gospel. He prayed. He knew the word. He did good deeds. So the challenge is, have you done anything good today to make you feel proud? Sometimes I watch a program called The Chase, and I really like it. And Christine doesn't so much. I don't know why, but anyway. But the one thing that annoys me is there's an advert that comes on after, and all the answers are bingo. And it gets a bit irritating after a while that all the answers are bingo. But with us, all the answers are Jesus, aren't it? Isn't it? All the answers are Jesus. It's funny, but following someone who you can't see is difficult. But we have great examples of what happens. We have Jesus' examples of him healing people, having compassion on people, caring about people. The epitome, in a way, it's from Philippians 4, verse 8, where it says, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, do these things. So, how do we imitate Christ? Do everything for the glory of God. Respect others. Put others ahead of yourself. The word to imitate, by the way, means to mimic. That's where it comes from, the Greek word, which I'm not going to tell you because I haven't looked it up. But it means to mimic. God is perfect. We are full of flaws. God is omnipotent, but we are weak. God is omniscient. We are foolish. God is omnipresent, and we are just present here, and that's it. We aren't omnipresent. We're not everywhere. Although sometimes it might feel to us like we are, but we're not. God is wholly good. We are wholly evil. God is spirit, but we are flesh. God is heavenly. We are earthly. God is holy. We are wicked. So what should we do? We should learn all we can about the Lord. Put into practice everything that we know about him. Do what we see him doing. Avoid the things he avoids. Left to ourselves, We could never imitate God. So what can we do? Later on, he writes, as dear children, and as dear children imitate parents, don't they? Mostly, until they get to a certain age, and then they want to do the opposite of what you tell them. And it's just one of them things. We learn it, don't we, as parents? Well, then we start playing games and we say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell them to do the opposite of what I want, you know. And then we do that, and eventually they figure it out, unfortunately, and then you're in trouble. You can't win. We should be aware that goodness can be mistaken for the work of demons. Satan imitates too. And this is the bit that's a bit tricky, because things can appear good on the surface, but when you look into it a bit more deeply, you realise that it's not so good at all. And that's how Satan imitates. He imitates part of what's good. But the Bible says, imitate what is good, not evil. When the Lord saved us, he did so with a purpose. God's purpose in redemption is to make us more like him. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We read that in Romans 8:29. To be conformed to the image of Christ is to become holy like God is holy. In Matthew 5:48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That's quite a challenge, isn't it? That is God's plan for each of his children. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Said in 1 Peter. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We can't imitate God through our own power, but we can through the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit being given on the day of Pentecost. So what have you done today to make you feel proud? And I guess it's a good question for us to ask ourselves from time to time, because some days you think, well, I've done nothing today. And sometimes that's true. But he is holy. We are to be holy. He is loving. We are to be loving. He forgives, and we are to be forgiving. He is truthful. We are to be truthful. He is patient. We are to be patient. He is kind, so we are to be kind. He is compassionate. We are to be compassionate. Everything God is, we are to do. And God is love. I remember a vicar once told me, the only thing we know about God is that he is love. And in a sense, he's right. We know that God is love. So what have you done today to make you feel proud? And although Heather Small, who sang that song, says she is a believer, we went to this concert, when was it? Friday. And it was at Manchester Cathedral. And it said it was on from... We had to be there for six. The doors were open at six. And we knew there were other acts backing it up. And she was coming on at 9 o'clock till 11. So we thought, it's going to be a late night, this. And so she did come on at 9 o'clock, and she sang for half an hour and then went home. Don't know why. But so we weren't really impressed with the concert, but we were impressed with the words. So that's our challenge for today. Whatever you've done today, what have you done today to make you feel proud? What have you done today that's good? We are far above Heather Small's song. We are to be imitators of God, imitators of Jesus. And sometimes that's hard to do when we can't see him. But we have a great example. So let's pray, shall we?